KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'm going to assume a missionary position, and I'll probably be holding it for a very long time.
Izzy.
That person is probably suffering from a severe case of swamp ass.
Greg.
So are you a man?
I'm not a man.
You's a bitch!
It's BS in the morning.
Good morning. How are you? Everything good?
Yeah.
I got very little sleep last night.
Me too.
Did you sleep like garbage?
Yeah.
Greg, did you sleep like garbage?
Yeah.
Maybe it was everybody. Maybe the weather just wasn't right. Good. Great. Wonderful.
It'll be a lively show.
Yeah. It's gonna be an absolute roller coaster of emotions today. Looking forward to it. All right, let's get to the feed.
The feed with Izzy.
Denver just became the first city in the U.S. to decriminalize mushrooms. Initiative 301 makes the personal use and possession of mushrooms among people 21 and older the lowest possible law enforcement priority there.
It's
a big deal.
Pretty unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, if you never thought they would legalize weed in your lifetime, they've already moved on to shrooms.
I know. Yeah, wow.
Don't you hallucinate?
It's a lot of
when
progress.
Take shrooms?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. And aren't you seeing like crazy things?
Sure.
I never saw crazy things on shrooms.
I did.
All right. Well,
I never saw things that weren't there.
Well, you didn't take enough.
I did. It just alters the way things look.
I can't believe. Yeah. You know, you always hear like just stories of people like seeing dragons coming out of the carpet.
Yeah.
And somebody's
going to
kill someone
because
they think that's
take more.
Someone's going to murder someone because they think they're a demon or something, right?
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
They're harmless.
Harmless?
Yeah,
aren't you hallucinating? And then something's going to happen. Nah, it's only a matter of time. Telling you.
Whatever. It's nobody's business if somebody wants to take drugs.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I know, I'm just saying, like, whatever. If somebody wants to lay around and look at dragons or whatever the hell they're doing, I don't care.
I don't care, but I'm saying I think once you start dipping into, like, the psychotropics, you're going to start... People are going to be, it's like, you know, the bath salt stories. You start having...
Nah,
you're going to have a lot of people.
The same thing.
No, but I'm saying you're going to have a lot of people never taken them before, going to take too many, going to start freaking out, going to start seeing crazy things, pull out a gun. I thought I was killing a demon bear, you know?
Has that ever happened, though?
Yeah, I'm sure it has.
I've never heard a story of somebody being on psychedelics and pulling out a gun and shooting someone because they thought that... Something, I don't know.
Did you ever hear about that that fighter story where the dude and his friend took acid and the guy who was like, I don't know if it was like MMA or whatever, but he was like a fighter and he thought that his friend was the devil and he literally ripped his friend's heart out and killed him.
Jesus.
And then went to jail.
Indiana Jones.
Acid?
Yeah, that was a story I was always told when I used to do acid.
I've never heard that story.
But I was never really able to confirm if it was true or
that
not.
That sounds like...
It sounds like Indiana Jones.
Like a myth, right?
Yeah, it sounds like the girl that got the hot dog broke off, you know, and couldn't get it out or whatever. Chick story that was like every school. Urban myths. Or the kid that drank rock salts and coke and died.
Oh, God.
Or rock candy or whatever that stuff was called. Pop rocks.
Yeah, exactly. Or like the lady who murdered a guy with an icicle.
Yeah.
And the evidence melted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like one of those.
That's actually a good idea.
Well, it looks like there have been people who have taken LSD and killed people. I Googled it, and that's really scary. So I'm going to go ahead and X out of that.
There you go.
I'll just say, if you're responsible, it shouldn't happen. If your brain chemistry is okay, it shouldn't happen.
Here's a guy who murdered his cat while high on mushrooms. That's the first story that I found that popped up.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I guess we'll find out.
Who knows? We'll find out.
Go for it. People are taking them anyway, so it's not All right.
A drunk teenager spent his entire new car fund, which was 3,600 euro, on strippers. He was so drunk, he spent 9 hours at a strip club. He paid 120 euro for a 30-minute lap dance, then started getting 4 lap dances at a time, totaling 480 euro per half hour. He didn't even realize he completely burned through his savings until the next day. He's 18.
Yeah, sounds like an 18-year-old thing to do.
Sucks, man. Because you can't even get that money back.
No.
Can't be like, let me return the lap dances.
But the experience is forever.
Yes.
He can't even remember it, though, so not even.
The experience of waking up and going, where's all my money?
Right? Yeah.
Damn.
That sucks.
Yeah. I woke up one time and there was a bunch of money in my trunk.
Oh, there was money in your trunk?
Yeah. I had no idea how. Yeah. I couldn't find any of my money, and then I woke up and there's like a dollar bill stuck in a coat in my trunk and like a shirt folded over with like money on it. I'm like, what the hell did I do?
It's like Greg's hangover movie.
Yeah, what?
Exactly. That happened to a person, I'm not going to say names, that works here in the building. This man or woman woke up and there was $9,000 in their pocket.
Yeah, see, that never happened to me. It's always the opposite.
Yeah.
I need that to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. Disney's released their film schedule for the future, and three more Star Wars movies are coming.
Come on.
They're set for release all in December, 2022, 2024, and 2026. Also on the line are a Bob's Burgers movie and an Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm. Avatar like?
Like the blue people.
James Cameron's Avatar, okay. Yeah. Yeah, they pushed back the... I was never a fan of the first one.
Yeah.
I thought the first one was great.
Out. Yeah,
I don't think there need to be more.
Oh, when you make over $1 billion on a franchise, they're going to run it into the ground.
Yeah.
Because they're going to suck every dime out of it.
Yeah, yep. Movies are getting dumb.
They are.
There's only some movies that just blow you away. And when you watch them, you're like, this one's going to be timeless, you know? Like if you saw Pulp Fiction, you know, that kind of thing where you're like, ah, oh, that's what makes them special. Because you're right. A lot of these movies are sequels or remakes.
Yeah, man. Reboots and dumb crap. Like, you know, and TV is getting so much better and getting closer to movies that at some point you're really not going to even need to go to the movies anymore.
I don't either.
I mean, I haven't been to the movie in a long time.
That's what those streaming services are doing too.
Yeah. Like I was going to go see this Endgame movie and now I'm like, who cares? Like,
you should. It's good.
Yeah, but it's like, all right. Whatever.
Or just wait till it's out on...
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I used to have this like thirst where I was like, I have to go see it, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I'm like,
All right. Look, you quit right at the last one.
Yeah.
It's like you've watched 30 of these things.
I didn't go see Captain Marvel either, though.
Yeah, you don't
need
to.
I skipped that one, too.
Don't do it.
And I skipped Aquaman, but that's a different. That's DC.
Yeah, that's... Garbage. Never watch a DC film.
No.
Unless it's Batman by Chris Nolan. That's it. Thank you, Izzy. Appreciate it. I'll tell you what's going on today. We're talking to our own superhero right here in Las Vegas. The one and only Black Batman. Believe it or not, he's real. And he called us. He wanted to talk to us. It's pretty an amazing story, really.
It is.
It's a game of telephone, and we'll tell you all about it. Plus, we have a very funny comedian, Ismo. Is going to be here on the show as well. He's down there at the Laugh Factory. Ismo is from Finland. So we'll get a little variety. We'll hit our local heroes and we'll hit an international comedian as well. So we're dipping all over the globe. 876-3692. You can always text in as well. BS and your message 69187.
BS 876-3692.
Yeah, the bubonic plague is back.
What?
Yeah.
Anti-vaxxers, bro.
Is there a vaccine for that?
Not that I know of.
It's called fire.
No clue. You have to light the person who's alive on fire.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Ring Around the Rosie is about?
I thought it was about nuclear holocaust, but maybe not.
Oh, okay. I thought it was from them burning the bodies at the plague.
It might be. Mm-hmm. You get rumors, you know, it's like the hot dog rumor again.
That's right.
I always thought it was the ashes because of the bomb.
Fallout.
Yeah, I thought so, but maybe you're right. I don't know.
Well, they can be transmitted by fleas and ticks and other things that have been... bitten, right? That's how they said the original one started.
Well, so they got it from rats, right? Yeah. They bit the rats and then
the rats bit the people.
Yeah.
What?
No, the fleas bit the people.
I was going to say, rats bite people?
Then the fleas get it from the rats and bite the people?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So what ended up happening in Mongolia recently, there was a couple that ate raw marmot meat. It's Mongolia.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, come on. I'm surprised the plague isn't still there anyway.
It's the least populated country on Earth.
It's okay. Very desolate.
That's a factoid, I know.
I watched that show Alive, and when they drop people off in the middle of nowhere, and they dropped them off there. That's what they said.
In Mongolia?
Yeah, it's the least...
It's amazing.
Populate. It's the most land without a person.
Yeah.
It's the animals there aren't scared of humans because they don't know to be scared of humans.
Yeah,
Yeah.
But there's also, there's mountains, there's desert, there's rivers, there's forests. It's very diverse.
Wow.
So you get a wide variety of animals.
That sounds amazing.
And there's like one person for every 700 square miles or something like that. So these people, luckily, didn't come in contact with a lot of other people because there's not many people around. So 118 people have been quarantined because they contracted the bubonic plague and died after eating this marmot meat, which is terrifying because I thought that that died out. I thought everyone who had it died and it's gone.
Well,
and
yeah, maybe.
Apparently it stayed in Mongolia.
Why does a marmot have it?
How did they get it? How did... Oh, man. We don't need... I mean, we're already getting the measles again and stuff, you
know? Yeah, we're getting a lot.
What the hell's going on here?
Does bubonic plague make you lose weight?
They say the symptoms of the bubonic plague are like swollen, painful lymph nodes, usually in the groin, armpit, or neck. It's the main symptom of bubonic plague. Fever, chills, headache, extreme exhaustion can
and
also
death.
Occur. And then you die.
Yeah.
But
no,
I don't know about the losing weight
I don't
part.
Want that then.
No,
no
you don't want
it sounds just... super torturous.
Yeah, it sounds awful. And I thought we had medicine nowadays. Like, you know what they say? It's like, oh, man, if they had Tylenol back in the 1600s, people would be alive. You know what I mean? They would have been able to just survive a lot more. We don't die from the common cold anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? We don't die off from normal things. Do we have something to combat the bubonic freaking plague? Come on.
I don't think
so. I'm scared. I don't want the plague rolling around. It's only a matter of time till something comes in and wipes out a good portion of
Well, yeah, and the scary thing is there isn't a vaccine for it, so it's not even like we can prepare ourselves.
Yeah, right. I know.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen first? Are we going to get hit by, like, a meteor? Or is a plague going to wipe out?
I'd honestly guess a plague.
You go plague is the mass extinction of Earth.
I think
humans.
A meteor is still a long ways away, but I just think all of these diseases coming back now is
interesting.
You know,
Greg,
that's the new thing.
What do you think? Because look, half our species needs to face a mass extinction. It happens to every single thing on Earth here.
I'm gonna say meteor because I don't think a plague would wipe out the entire planet. I think it would kill a lot of people, but I don't think it'll ever go worldwide, you know, like that.
Really? Because everything's so connected now, dude. People are flying into an airport.
I mean,
Ebola,
they got rid of, you know what I mean? They stamped that out really fast. I'm not saying it won't happen where a bunch of people won't die, but I don't think
that killed thousands.
Like a meteor would literally, there would be no, they wouldn't be plants anymore. I mean, it would be just.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It would be gone.
I'm just saying what's quicker.
I'm going to go meteor just because I believe a meteor would actually do more damage. And we don't talk about it a lot, but meteors do fly by our planet quite a bit that we don't really, you know.
That's a good point. Where's the space radar? We need that.
Yeah.
We don't have space radar.
No. Like in between the moon and the Earth, even one came, I think, one time or close to it. That's not that far.
No.
So.
No.
I would say meteor.
Going meteor?
Yeah.
Izzy's going plague.
I'd prefer a meteor.
Right?
I don't know.
If there were a choice, I'd like to die instantly rather than, you know, suffer.
Well, that means you got to be underneath the meteor. Depends on the size, because it could engulf the planet in smoke, right? In, like, debris, cover the sun, and then it becomes like a nuclear winter. And that's a horrible way to die.
Nah, but you're missing, I mean, there'd be, depending on, again, the size, but there'd be, like, tidal waves that would cover from here to New Jersey, you know what I mean, too? So.
Yeah.
Like the size of the meteor that they say that killed the dinosaurs, like that crater they found, I forget where it is, somewhere down in Mexico.
Yeah.
Something that size, I mean, we'd be dead pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's all I could hope for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just want it quick.
Yeah.
What if you got the plague and then you saw the meteor coming?
Well, I'd run towards it.
Exactly.
You got Cuba Gooding Jr. here, and you listen to BS in the morning time. Good Lord, have mercy. Do somebody right.
You know, I think I found out why I'm the dictator. I'm the bird face. I have all this stuff. It's because shoot the messenger. It's a proven fact, okay? People shoot the messenger. There is a new study that has been published, and it says that people who give you bad news in particular, whether it's your bad news or not, whether you're just the messenger and you're like, hey, guess what? The bubonic plague's happening in Mongolia, whatever. People won't like you, even though it's not your fault. You're just the messenger. People are like, no, actually, they'll start to like you less because you're the one giving them bad news.
I don't think that's... like, there it is. It makes sense, but I don't think that's true in regards to you.
100% true.
Yeah.
I don't hate you because you just told us the bubonic plague still exists. No. I like you because you just told us the bubonic plague exists. And that way I can prepare myself.
No, it's because, no, I'm not saying you hate me. I'm just saying you like me a little less.
No, I don't.
Depends on what
science
it is.
Science says it's true.
Because there's people out there, though, who are just pieces of garbage that constantly bring up the worst part of everything for you on purpose.
Like, they try to ruin your
life. I can get a new house, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, it's nice. Wouldn't it be better if you got a pool, though? Like, those kind of people, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Those, I think, is who more people are talking about.
Like, backhanded compliments kind of
just,
thing.
Just people who are always, I got booked over here. Oh, yeah, they asked me first, but I didn't want to get that show. Or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, they kind of.
That sounds very, very personal, Greg.
No, but it's just how it is.
I got booked here. I've never said that. I understand what you're saying.
I got my audition. Oh yeah, well that show's gonna fold or whatever, you know? It's just those kind of people. Yeah.
I think you're just trying to make excuses for the fact that you are a tiny bird face and dictator.
Okay, you don't need to sit there and try to. Damage my credibility. Stop with the bird sound effects, please.
I think you've already damaged your own credibility.
No. No. People believe that even after getting a negative news, that the messenger has some kind of nefarious motives subconsciously. That's what this is saying.
Well, because they usually do.
What?
Yes.
I have no nefarious motives. I'm just saying. Okay. Sometimes
you're making this about yourself. But
I am,
in general,
because I'm hated on this show.
You're not hated.
Oh, bro.
We don't hate you.
I mean, I don't really like you, but.
Jesus, Greg.
I'm just kidding.
Supposed to form a united front.
No, I don't think anybody hates you. I think they just like to make fun of you because you're kind of, you know.
You're easy to make fun of. You're an easy target.
The goofy, Earthbergs.
I'm not goofy.
And then people make fun of you and you're like, stop, yeah. I'm not that. And they love to get a rise out of you.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
You're being mean.
This has nothing to do with the fact that you tell us bad things.
I just
sometimes.
Read this and it hit home for me. And just got it.
Then so maybe inferiority complex.
I'll only maybe I'll just only deliver positive news from now on.
Okay, try us.
Well, you deliver it in a positive way, at least.
You think so?
Yeah. You're like, hey, everyone, there's Ebola.
Okay, I don't have a problem with the pausing. I've been working
on
the pausing.
Yeah,
I've been
literally yesterday, Greg and I were sitting in the office, and he was editing. Yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Dude.
You were talking, and I swear 5 seconds went by that you didn't talk. And I literally said,
it was in between words.
Wow, what a pause. And Greg said, yep, I got to edit out his pauses all the time.
What? You have to edit out my pauses?
Well, like when we're doing a recycler, right? It'll start out 40 seconds. After I edit your pauses out, 3 seconds.
Yeah. No joke.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm not William Shatner.
Tomorrow on the show.
That's exactly what he called you yesterday, actually.
Yeah. I did actually call you William Shatner.
And I don't sound like that. Stop doing that voice.
It's like this. Tomorrow, on the show, and then whatever else.
Just because I was taught to think about what you're going to say before you say it.
I agree with that.
Every word that I say, every word that I utter that comes out of these beautiful lips is perfectly selected. Thank you. Yes.
No, I agree with you.
I don't misspeak.
I agree with you after the sentence. Like,
thank
guys,
you.
There's guys that really, radio guys out there that I really respect, like, I don't know, DP. And when you say, you know, he'll say something or somebody will say something. Yeah, Dr. Pepper is one of my favorites. Whenever they say something, they'll stop and give you a minute to think about it. I get that. You're in the middle of a sentence. You haven't even told us the idea yet.
Yeah, but
you're in the beginning of telling us a story and you stop.
Yes. Right. But does it draw you in?
No.
It draws me in after the sentence. If you were like, I got something to tell you guys. This guy, blah, blah, blah. And then you lay out something and give an opinion. And then you like give people a minute to marinate and think about it. I get that. But when you're like, you know,
hey, so yesterday,
I'm hanging. I'm right there. I am waiting.
These are the reasons people make fun of you, not because you tell bad news.
I don't think so. I think it's the bad news thing.
No. Again, thank you, for telling me the bubonic plague still exists. Thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes you give bad news, and I think less of you.
But I think what what the story's talking about, again, I think is the bitter people that are just always negative and have something down to say.
Well, those are negative
people. I don't think you're that person.
Though. I'm not a negative person.
That's why we think it's a different reason.
Yeah, because you can't hate a doctor for telling you you have, you know, a terminal illness. It's not the doctor's fault. You should be grateful that the doctor knows what it is.
Yeah, but guess what?
And told you about
it. Every time I go into the doctor, they give me bad news. I don't like that doctor.
Yeah, that's how you feel about the dentist.
Yeah, exactly. I still don't want to go. That's my point, is the researchers concentrate on likability of the messenger. Even if they thought they were likable after they delivered bad news to the person, whatever that would may be. Maybe it's personal. Maybe it's just world news. You know, whatever. The likability went down. That's the thing.
Mm.
It's tough. It's just tough being a messenger in the world these days, you know?
It's really not.
I think it is.
It's really not.
Let's do this. Greg, every bad news that comes along, we'll give it to you.
Uh-huh.
You seem to have a very passionate following. You're the puppet master. You pull the strings.
Okay, see,
as soon as you start saying something,
you
say jump, they say how high. You know what I mean? This is how
high
it works.
To kick the door jam, I'll tell you that much.
My point exactly. He's a liar. He's a cheat. Okay? And it never happened. And what happens now, 2 years later? Greg kicked the door jam. It happens all the time, man.
Wow, you're being negative. I don't like you.
That time I deserved it.
We'll be back. After... this.
The Feed with Izzy.
A chick in South Carolina went to a consignment shop, ended up buying a box of Legos. When she gave it to her son, he opened it to find no Legos, but $40,000 worth of meth inside. No suspects have been found. No charges have been filed.
College fund.
Yeah. I was going to say, right?
What the hell?
You have 40 grand worth of drugs instead of Legos?
Yeah.
She turned it in. That's how we know. She turned it to the cops.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's actually...
go ahead.
No, you're fine.
What I was going to say was, so the cash that they confiscate from drug dealers that goes in the evidence locker and just sits there or whatever, they should give that money to that lady. Because if she did a good thing and turned in 40 grand worth of meth, that's how you get... You know what I mean? Like, she shouldn't go empty-handed.
You mean like as a reward?
Absolutely.
I don't disagree
Why
with
not?
That.
Why not?
I agree.
That way, because she probably could use 40 grand.
Yeah.
And if she was really in a pinch, like a lot of people that sell drugs are, I'm sure that she easily could have sold that.
You know, I'm surprised she didn't get arrested for having it on her, to be honest.
Can you imagine?
Because I've seen an episode of Cops where a lady called the cops to like report crack or something, and they arrested her for having the crack in her hand.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's not right.
Well, possession is 9/10 of the law or whatever.
Yeah, but if you're the one, you're like, why would I?
Because they don't believe you at first. You may have to prove it later, you know, but.
Why would I call? You're only going to get people like flushing it down the toilet or selling it or smoking it or using it or distributing it if you can't give it away to the cops.
By the way, is there a better thing to give somebody with Legos than meth? I mean, it's already all taken apart and everything, all the stuff.
So you're saying for them to put it together?
Sit there and put it together, yeah. And then take it apart again.
Smoked meth. Yeah, maybe Adderall. Does meth make you focus? I thought it just makes you...
I didn't think so. I just thought it made you move weird. And
I thought it gives you a lot of energy. Yeah.
It's the same as Adderall.
Really?
Yeah, they're not going to want to sit down and, you know, do Legos. They're going to want to...
That's what they do, though.
Run a mile.
No. They sit around and they take things apart. Leave your Roomba at a meth head's house.
Like TVs for the copper wire.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, take a vacuum apart. This little thing's what turns it, or whatever.
One time at one of my last houses, it wasn't in a great area in Fresno, but I had a huge TV, one of those big, like, fat box ones with the really, you know, it goes really far in the back because it blew out, and I put it out on the street. My boyfriend at the time was in the man cave, which was, you know, the windows were facing the TV, and this meth head came up to the TV and she started trying to take it apart. And he screams through the window, you better take that whole damn TV. And she didn't know where the voice was coming from. So she started like tweaking out and was like looking around, and she starts to drag the TV.
Oh, by the cord
yeah,
or something?
Drag it away from into the alley a couple of houses down.
Oh,
so she could rip it out.
What part of town did you live in?
It was called Tower District. It was pretty sketch. I lived like in South Tower, which was like everybody says, don't live in South Tower.
Yeah. Well, now you know why.
Of course I lived in South Tower.
It's like a Saw movie.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It's terrifying.
So funny. So Walmart's raising the minimum age to buy tobacco products to 21, and they're going to be cutting the sale of e-cigs altogether. That goes into effect July 1st.
Wow.
I don't like it.
Yeah, kind of decide what's an adult.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying.
Come on. Right. What's the point?
Right.
I'm not saying it's good for you, but if you're 18 and you're legally allowed to go fight in a war or do whatever else.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and even then, I mean, drinking age is 21. We still found ways to get alcohol when we weren't 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this really doesn't stop anything. However, it looks like Walmart got in a lot of trouble last year for actually selling to underage kids tobacco
So they
products.
Raise the age? That makes no sense.
Raise I know. The age for everyone. It's like you weren't even following
but
the first age.
Yeah, trying to punish Walmart
what
now.
What does that mean?
Well, I heard that yesterday somewhere. Maybe this is wrong, but all of California is trying to outlaw smoking, except for a few cigar bars.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just L.A. County, but they're trying to outlaw smoking.
I doubt they'll be able to do that.
Ah,
I mean, I'll be honest, where I lived in California, I didn't see a lot of people smoking cigarettes. I mean, mainly everybody smoked weed or vaped.
Yeah, I love it. You can't smoke cigarettes, but weed is legal everywhere.
I mean, you smelled that everywhere, but I don't know. I mean, like compared to here, like in Vegas, it seems like everybody in the country that smoked cigarettes moved to Vegas. You know what I mean? Like it feels very concentrated here because you can smoke everywhere. But anywhere else I've ever been, it's rare to run into a cigarette smoker.
Yes. I think it's not as rare, but it's definitely more prevalent.
Depends
here.
If you're somewhere where people are drinking. Usually if there's drinking going on, even the people that don't smoke, a lot of times they'll smoke a cigarette when they're drinking or something.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I think gambling and smoking goes hand in hand, no pun intended. And I think a lot of, you know, I think if they tried that here, they did try it here, actually. And it lasted 24 hours, about. The whole not smoking inside thing.
In the bar thing, and they put the partition up.
Like, literally 2 days later, they were giving people, like, ashtrays from under the sink, you know, like, or whatever. Like, hey, don't worry about it, you know. Yeah,
I know, it's pretty unreal. But it's Vegas, so how are you going to...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
This is Beverly Hills, by the way. So that makes more sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry for spreading fake news. I don't want to be that guy. All of California, then just LA, now just Beverly Hills. Boy, really.
You know, another thing I noticed in California is when you go to the hotel, there's a big sign on the desk, because I was just there a couple, you know, whatever, a month ago. And there's a big sign on the desk that says, no bringing alcohol on the premises to any hotel in California. I'm like, what? The guy in front of me had a case of, like, Bud Light or something.
Yeah, they don't check.
No, like he had a case. It said Bud Light on the case. Like he literally was carrying it as a suitcase.
Yeah.
Like it said like funny. Bud Light. So I was like, apparently they don't enforce it, but that's a weird rule anyway.
I don't understand that. A teacher in San Francisco is on medical leave while fighting breast cancer. Teachers are allowed 10 sick days and an additional 100 days for medical leave at the school. However, they pay for the substitute teacher by taking it out of their own paycheck. So I guess that this is a pretty common practice. But now that it's being brought to light to non-educators, people have a problem with it, which I'm sure the teachers have a problem with it, too, because they already don't make a lot of money. And now they have to pay for substitute teachers to take over for them out of their own paycheck. And this chick's on medical leave for cancer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people are at like an uproar about it. I never knew that they had to do that, but
why would they have to
fair.
Do that? Don't we pay taxes that pays for public education?
I know for a fact it depends on where you live.
Right. That's true. You get a bunch of people that don't want to pay the school levies and that kind of stuff. So that's insane to me.
Yeah.
It's a public school, right?
Yeah.
If it's private, I understand.
Yeah.
Not that I agree with it, but it's a public thing.
Yep.
We're supposed to have money flowing around.
Supposed to have like a fund for substitute teachers.
Yes. You're supposed to make sure that the kids
that makes sense.
Of tomorrow are not as dumb as the people of today. Isn't that the whole point?
You want to make the world a better place? It doesn't work like that anymore.
Unfortunately, no.
Five. Find more BS on comp.com.
BS in the morning. We're here with Izmo.
Good morning.
The great comedian. down there, real quick, I want to make sure I got this because I usually forget. So Laugh Factory, 8:30 and 10:30, two shows a night, and it's through Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't know who Izmo is, he is a hilarious comedian, originally from Finland.
Yeah.
And you've moved to the States, how long ago? A couple of years now, right?
Yeah, three, almost three and a half now.
Three and a half. How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Are family members thinking you're always going to be in a shooting of some sort? Or are they worried about you? Or?
Yeah, it's like, no, I don't think they're worried. Like, my parents, they're happy that I'm here, I think.
You don't know. You haven't talked to them.
Like, that's what they tell me, but yeah.
Can I ask, what do people from Finland think of Americans? What's like their first impression of us? Because I've heard it from Germans before, and it is not good. Nice.
I know like two types of, well, three, four types of people. But I don't know how many types. But like there are definitely some people who have never been to America who just hate America for no reason. And it's so annoying. I tried to explain to them back in Finland, like, oh, this is great. But like now they only see the bad sides or something. I don't know. And then there are lots of people who actually really like America, who are like fans, and then there are like people who are neutral. So,
weird. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Runs the gamut.
Yeah.
Well, if you think of most of the main news stories that get out there,
yeah,
you know, that make it to Finland, none of them are good.
No, so, they're not going to be.
So it's like, I would understand if I wasn't from America, why I would think America sucked.
Yeah, but like also, it's like those people are kind of, they don't really think themselves like, because it's so annoying that, like, I'm really annoyed by those people who they don't realize that this is like as big as Europe in general. You can't generalize everything.
Right.
It's huge. And there's everything. And everything, like the best stuff comes from here. Like all the new apps and new movies and everything. It's all luck.
Yeah. We do export our culture, I think, more than anybody else. It's insane. It's crazy how much. Do you ever watch Seinfeld?
Well, I love Seinfeld. Like that was my first.
That's what I was going to say. Was it the shows that you used to watch? And
yeah, like that was like the first contact to stand-up comedy for me was the half a minute at the end of the episode, because like there was no stand-up in Finland when I was a kid.
What?
So yeah, that didn't exist.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I didn't see it anywhere except on Seinfeld, and that wasn't like something that I thought I could do, because like it's Seinfeld only.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What made you want to start doing it? Nobody else is doing it in your entire country.
Yeah, like then luckily, well, there was, I think there was a few people in the 90s who had kind of started to do it a little bit, but I didn't know about them. They were in some other cities and like, I had no idea. But then like 2001, 2002, then it kind of a little bit like
bubbled up a little bit.
Yeah, there was a couple of comedians doing something on TV, and then like in my hometown, small town, like 100,000 people, one guy started like a monthly stand-up night at the student bar, and I was studying in the university, and then I just went to see it four times, and then the fifth time I was like, now I have to try it. And then after that, everything happened.
So what was it like the first time you went up on stage? I mean, did you feel like, okay, this is it, this is what I want to do, this is amazing?
Yeah, you had to be scared.
Kind of. Yeah, I was super scared. Yeah, but like, but also I had nothing to lose. I really had to like rationalize it, like I have nothing to lose here. I like, if they don't like me, then I'll just stop.
But, right.
But the first gig went actually really great, and then a month later I did the second gig, and the second gig actually was more scary because I had some pressure from the first.
Oh, because the first one, right? That's a good point.
Yeah, because like then I had something to lose. I had the first gig to lose.
Yeah. So. Did you tell friends, come see me? Or you wouldn't?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you had the pressure of your friends knowing.
Yeah.
What an amazing opportunity, though. Because like in America, I mean, there's 700,000 fat idiots like me doing comedy, you know?
Yeah.
When you go to like, you're like the Yao Ming of Finland, basically, for comedy, you know? Like you're probably the first really high exposure guy, comedian wise.
Yeah, there was a few people who kind of started it there.
Sure,
and then some of them did something on TV and stuff. But then I actually got on TV super early in Finland, like a year and a half of my first gig.
Wow, really? What was your first TV gig?
It was like talk show, like a weekly talk show in Finland, and they interviewed stuff, but then it was only weekly show, so I was in like every episode doing like this like 2 or 3 minute kind of report.
What? You were recurring? You weren't just on once?
Yeah, no, I was recurring for like 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's amazing.
Oh, that's killing. Greg, you need to move to Finland.
I do. I need to do something.
Well, now there's lots of comics, of course, starting out after like people knew about comedy. But when I started, like, I didn't know that you could do that as a job. Like, I just thought that's something I need to do because I want to tell jokes.
Yeah.
But I had no idea that you could, like, get money from doing it. Wow. Like, no idea. But then that happened also at some point. So, yeah.
Killer. What were you studying at the university?
Like, completely unrelated stuff to stand-up. Physics.
That's awesome.
I love physics, though.
Yeah,
that's great.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah.
I suck at physics. Did you finish your degree?
No.
Okay.
Like, kind of almost. Like, no.
That's a no. You told your parents yes, you actually did.
It's so funny that I was actually kind of really successful in Finland already, and then my mom said that her old friend on the street stopped her, like, I'm so sorry to hear about your son, because there was like a big newspaper article, like, so sorry that we thought that he's going to be a physics now he's telling some jokes. My mom was like, no, that's great, actually.
No, you can tell that you have that kind of mind, though, because we were watching one of your bits, like, you did, like, I don't know, 10 minutes on the word ass or whatever, and that's such a... I want to say, like, a physicist type of way of looking at comedy.
Practical approach.
Like a practical
approach.
Yeah, exactly.
You broke it down.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Richard Feynman would do that.
Correct, yes.
Or something, you know? It's just like
Thanks. I try to be logical. That's what I think. Mostly all of my jokes come from the idea that, okay, there's something that's not logical enough, and then I kind of break it down. So
brilliant. It was great. It was really was brilliant.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's like maybe 4 minutes of ass.
I might have exaggerated.
I'm glad. I actually have another bit that's 10 minutes, and it's about another word, but I don't think I can say that one. But it comes out of ass.
Real quick, I want to again mention we're talking to Izmo. He's going to be over at Laugh Factory 8:30 and 10:30 through Sunday. Go see him. Hilarious comedian. I wanted to ask so did you take your TV experience in Finland? Is that how you got on Conan? Because Conan to me, he's one of my idols. So I love stand-up comedy. So I watch every comedian that comes on Conan, and he grabs them early. Did you submit that tape to Conan, or how did that whole thing come about?
The Conan thing happened just because I've been doing stand-up here, so that was the thing.
So they recognized, they found you here.
Yeah. Okay. I think the first step was I did Montreal just for laughs.
Oh, okay.
And then they knew about me, and then like 6 months later I did it. And Conan is also like kind of really important person to Finnish people, because... about 10 years ago, there was a big thing that Conan looked exactly like the president of Finland.
Yes.
Who was a woman.
Who's a woman. Yeah. Conan. And he went to Finland.
Yeah, he came to Finland.
To meet the president, who looked just like him.
Yeah. And the Finnish people love Conan. It's really, and it was such a big thing also to kind of, that was the first thing basically.
That's
here.
Great.
That's
man.
Amazing. Yeah, that's so you show up on Conan and you do it. What do you think? Are you going to stay here in the States? Or are you ever going to go back? Or
well,
did we grab hold of Izmo?
I think it grows on you. The comedy scene. It's really like it's so the idea of I think I'm going to move back would be like why? Like why?
Okay.
I've been working so hard for everything. Like I don't want to abandon it because, like, in Finland, I basically did everything I wanted to do as a comedian because, like, it's a tiny country. Like, there's not that much to do. And, but you can still make a great career there. It's okay. But, like, it's the language is 5 million people only speak that. So it's small. It's like having a career in one city.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. We know exactly what that's like.
Yeah.
Izmo, you can catch him over at the Laugh Factory 8:30 and 10:30 now through Sunday. Honestly, thanks for getting up early. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
for doing it, hanging out with us.
No, that's
really
great.
We really appreciate it. Go there and see him at the Laugh Factory inside the Tropicana.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
You know what? I think I showed my nipples last night. Yeah.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. Evidence?
evidence of a questionable hiring process. It's BS in the Morning.
We originally found out about Black Batman via the news. The news went down there and was like, hey, there's a strip performer who he's dressed up as Batman, kind of, although he's not wearing a shirt. He just has the mask on and the cape. And he happens to be black, and he calls himself Black Batman. Yep.
What does he perform?
Nothing. He takes pictures with people.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah. So you go to take your picture with a shirtless, very in shape,
shirtless
black guy dressed as Batman, and you give him a tip, and that's how he makes his money. However, the people over at the Hershey store, I think it was the Hershey store down there or something, put his picture up. We originally found out that they put his picture up on a bottle. Okay, so they're using his likeness to sell merch. He found out. He's suing him. We're going to go into that in the audio and the whole thing. Greg, you originally went down to the strip to find Black Batman. You were unsuccessful because you almost got into a fight with... this dude was up on you, like...
Yeah, man.
Big time.
And he wasn't like a decrepit old homeless guy. He was like a methed out, foaming at the mouth, like ripped up homeless guy. It was
weird. Real weird. Got real physical. We were like, come on back. Come on home. And to safety. So we were unsuccessful. He called us up. He told us where he's at what time. Greg and I brought the microphone. Here's what we brought back.
Black Batman. How you doing, sir?
How are you?
It's a good friend of mine, Ronnie.
Hey guys, Ronnie E.
Artist from Las Vegas as well. Black Batman, a.k.a. Black Ice. Yes, sir.
Ronnie, your manager?
Ronnie is a good friend of mine. He's a rapper himself. He performs a lot with me.
Ronnie, you look old Vegas, man.
I've been in Vegas since I was one.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. You look like you made some bodies disappear out in Summerlin before they built that.
It takes one to know one.
He did exactly what you thought. Takes one to know one with like a finger gun.
Yeah, he's got like the turtleneck and a gold chain and like a suit on.
Gold chains on the outside of his shirt.
Did he really?
Yeah. Ronnie. Yeah. Classic Ronnie.
Like a flat top.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Black Batman, walk us through what happened.
Well, I was out here taking pictures, as I always do. And one day, a guy that lives here in Las Vegas, he says, hey, Black Batman, your picture is up on a billboard over at Hershey. And I'm like, okay, I hear him, but I'm out here making money. You know what I mean? When I say I'm out here turning, making money. So I'm like, well, I ain't going to stop right now. But God plucked the feather in me and said, no, you need to go over there and check it out. Well, I went over there, and lo and behold, my picture was on their big billboard. It went from the billboard to on their bottles. And they started selling bottles with my picture on it.
And what did the bottles say?
It said genuinely chocolate.
No.
Genuinely chocolate.
Yeah.
No.
Genuinely chocolate with a picture of Black Batman on the front.
You would think with a company that
I know
big, they would understand that you have to get permission from somebody to use them on your merchandise.
I feel like he's got a legitimate case
here. He absolutely does.
Yes. It's amazing.
Chocolate. Yeah. You're definitely using your likeness.
Yeah, they definitely use my likeness without my permission, that's for sure.
What's your role in this? Why do you want your confidant here with us?
Well, you know what? Because he's an artist like me. Uh-huh. And he's been on stages here in Las Vegas, I mean, really putting it down. So I told him, I said, Ronnie, you deserve exposure just like Black Batman. So
Yeah. I'm super, super stoked to be here. Yeah. Life is beautiful. I met Black Ice while I was performing on one of the stages.
Black Ice, a.k.a. My name's Trademark.
That's so. My favorite car air freshener. I swear to God, it really is. So, Ronnie, tell us your story.
Well, I've been...
Black Ice is a legitimate
air freshener. It is. It's gross, though. It's way too fragrant.
I totally forgot. Black Ice.
Well, I've been rapping. I come from the circus life.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah. How did I miss that? Ronnie, tell us your story.
Okay, so Ronnie, tell us your story.
Well, I've been rapping. I come from the circus life.
Of course. I love Ronnie. I love Ronnie.
I'm a limo driver. I drive a lot of celebrities. Yeah. And they all can be in front of people. I thought, man, I want to do the same. So I started rapping about 2 years ago.
Sounds good, too.
I got a killer rap song called Winner, Winner that everybody enjoys.
Can you give us a snippet, a freestyle?
You're a winner, you're a winner, try again. You're a winner, you're a winner, do it again. You're a winner, try again. Cause if you don't, you don't know if you're gonna win. my life. Like a roll of the dice, winning life has paid my price. Let me just really begin. This is my message for all my friends. There you go.
I added that beat, by the way. That beat, you know, we added that for to make it professional sounding.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Thank you, Greg, for your addition to here.
I think it made it worse.
Not that I don't think Ronnie didn't need it.
No, not at all.
He was good.
He actually kept on beat.
He'll be on Shade 45 here in a minute.
Yeah, that's right. That's Ronnie with his song "Winner Winner."
Mm-hmm. Hey, all right, now you, Black Batman.
Okay. Black Ice. Black Ice got it out the mud. Hustle every day in me. Felony on my record, middle fingers at the judge. Got shot multiple times on the grind, trying to get what's mine. When you put in the time, it's worth dying for. Got enemies I ain't ever seen before. In and out of cities, getting to the bag with the gift of gab. I ain't ever going back to the bottom. A lot of member breeze of when I didn't have. Now when you see me, I'm flashing cash. Run up on me, that's yo. A young rich, always been a go-getter, ain't afraid of no. Brooklyn born with the West Coast in me. And Pac's ghost in me. I'm hated by many, so I gotta keep a semi. Automatic aiming at my enemies quicker. Got it out the mud.
There you go. You know what? I gotta applaud him. I gotta applaud him because Black Batman, he censored himself. There's words there that he dropped that he knew were not radio appropriate. Wow. Yes. So I gotta say, Black Batman.
Wow.
He has a little, DMX in
him. I was gonna say
the whole thing.
Absolutely.
He's got a little vibe going.
Yeah.
What a pair, Ronnie E, Black Ice. I mean, my God.
I love it, Black Ice. Ronnie, are you just Ronnie? Do you have a name?
Ronnie E. My real name is Ronnie Angelic, but Ronnie, my website is theronnie.com.
And my website is thablackice.com.
I'm on it right now, by the way, thablackice.com. He does have Black Ice trademarked. It has a little TM above the eye.
Oh, my God.
Black Ice, I know. Pretty amazing.
Okay, so let's say you win a boatload of cash in your lawsuit for these people using your likeness. Are you going to sink it into your music career?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to take people that been positive in my career, have them along with me. Ronnie's one of them.
Wait, did you get shot?
Yeah, right here. Got shot twice in the stomach.
Is this when you were fighting crime or just for...
This was when I was a part of crime. Yeah, this was back in 2008. I got shot 5 times before I gave my life to God. I did give my life to God recently, but...
Well, he almost took it himself.
There you go. But in 2008, yeah, I got shot 5 times in Brooklyn, New York with a Glock 9, twice in the stomach, once in the hand, twice in the leg. So I'm blessed to still be here.
So how did you come up with the idea to become a vigilante?
Well, what happened was I used to do sales selling timeshares.
What?
How did you come up
with... What a backwards life. Wouldn't you think it'd be the other way around?
Dude.
Start with rapping and being Black Batman, then you get a job.
Yeah, normally.
Selling shares.
He was shot 5 times. He moved to Vegas. For what job?
Selling timeshares.
Who did he put on the resume? Like, what?
You guys are something else. I prayed to God. I said, God, give me a way to make an income, but I'm my own boss. So he had me stop by Party City, buy a mask and a cake, to be able to, you know, make a living 150 or more a day in 4 hours. Right here on the streets of Las Vegas.
Come on over here.
Let them know your name, please.
You're a Black Batman fan.
Yeah, probably.
A Black Ice fan.
Okay, so here's what happened. We're chopping this up to save some time here. But as we're standing there interviewing Ronnie E. and Black Batman.
A.K.A. Black Ice.
There's a woman on the curb. It's like sitting there next to him. Clearly peeping at us, right? Yeah. Clearly wondering what's going on, what's up. She keeps, like, you know, bobbing her head. Like, obviously wants to be part of it.
Yeah.
So I turn my head. I make eye contact with her. Sure enough, Black Batman, a.k.a. Black Ice.
Has a girlfriend?
Says, oh, she's been a good friend of mine. Come on over. Okay? Yeah. So this is the exchange we had with this lady.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No. He's pretty cool, dude. That's pretty cool, too.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Black Batman has now kicked her out.
That's it! That's how quick! He's like, okay, go away.
He like he gave her like the old like the you know the cane they'd bring out to pull the person off stage. He like did it with his arm. Was like, all right, you're talking too much. Goodbye now.
Oh my god. Yeah.
We have it here. Listen. Yeah. Stop sucking on my interview time.
I told her, you know, you come on out here. I wanted to shout her out.
Night at the Apollo here. Kane,
that's great.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
All with love.
Yeah.
All right. So, look, there's one more member of Black Batman's posse. So we got the groupie chick that he doesn't want.
Isn't it more of a team?
I guess it is.
It's a superhero.
Yeah. It's his Searching for Justice League is what his team is. And so what we're gonna do is we're gonna play Seether here. We're gonna come back and we're gonna meet who I assume is the puppet master of this whole thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the man putting this whole thing together. Okay, an amazing man. You'll hear, and we talk to. As Black Ice has brought his whole entourage out to our interview on Las Vegas Boulevard. We'll hear him in 4 minutes.
Batman!
It's taken 2 million years for man to evolve into what we are today. It only takes them 4 hours to set it all back. It's BS in the Morning.
Black Batman. He's a member of our community, and I feel safer the fact that I know he's out working the streets of Las Vegas Boulevard. Yes, for tips and pictures. Nonetheless, his eyes are open, and he's surveying, and he's looking around. Turns out, he's also in a lawsuit with the Hershey Company because they put his half-naked body on a bottle of Hershey syrup and they said, chocolatey goodness, and people were buying the bottle.
Wow.
And I feel like he's got a solid lawsuit. He's suing multiple things. They also put him up on the giant billboards down there on the strip without his permission. So he's lawyered up. He's suing them. I think he has a case.
I still can't believe they did that. Like, whose idea? Because you got to send it in, and they got to make them. It's like they just make the labels right there in the thing. They had to, like, send them out to get labels made and have these bottles.
That's a great point. Right. Maybe they're like, well, I gave them $1 for the picture, so I paid for the photo. Maybe that's going to be their defense.
Maybe.
Look, I don't want to give any kind of... Look, I'm on Black Batman's
side. Yeah, now you're hurting Black Ice's case.
I don't want to hurt... Black Ice is his rap name.
Yeah.
And we just heard a little sample of him and Ronnie E., his crew. However, Greg, you went down there, I don't know, months ago, 2 months ago, looking for Black Batman?
It was longer than that, man.
3 months ago?
Yeah.
Before 2018?
Well, before 2019.
Wow. Okay, so 2018, December, maybe. November, right around there. Went to go find Black Batman. He calls us up 2 days ago or whatever, saying, hey, I'm going to be here. Come down. We go down. We get the audio. We're playing it back. Now, I wanted to know, how the hell did Black Batman find out we are looking for him? Here's what he has to say.
We found out about your egregious errors on behalf of the Hershey Company using your likeness without your permission. And we came down here and we were trying to find you on the strip, but you're an international man of mystery. Yeah. Greg gave his card to a homeless dude.
Yes, sir.
Do you know that guy?
No, the guy that gave me the info, he normally works right there, security, bald head guy. I don't know his name, but I got his phone number, white guy.
So your information's been passed around, Greg.
That's great, I like that. Usually it's at Flying J's bathrooms, but if it's on the strip too, that's amazing.
Greg.
Yeah.
There's at least two types of exchanges. There was your card that the homeless man had, gave it to a security guy. The security guy gave it to Black Batman.
Yeah.
Or it went even further. But even if it went that distance, that's amazing.
Yep.
It's almost like a text message that doesn't come through right away. You're like, where does it go in the meantime? And then somehow it got to him.
It's in the ether.
Yeah.
Dude, I wonder if like our the unfortunate homeless community was sitting there talking like, dude, I've got a purpose now. I have to get this card to Black Batman.
Yeah, he's like Frodo in Lord of the Rings. Just sitting there. This is my purpose.
The fellowship of the business card.
Yeah.
Around a barrel fire. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm impressed. I'm amazed. And I'm happy. Now we're going to find out who else is in his crew. Black Batman.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm grateful to be able to, you know, finally communicate with you guys because, you know, once again, as my career start to soar, you know, whoever's, you know, been in my circle or part of my circle, You know, I just want to, you know, just give back any best way I can, whether it's with the great stories that's going on in my life or, you know, whatever comes.
Yeah. Do you know, do you have a deadline of when this is going to run through the courts?
Well, it's in the court system. It's a few lawsuits going on. It's not one, it's a few.
Dude, I almost got in a fight with a homeless guy looking for you last time I was here. I swear to God.
I want to introduce one more person. Tone, come on over here.
A man in a fedora.
Right here. I've been knowing him walking up. New York. Tone Capone.
Tone Capone from New York.
Your name's Tone? Short for Tony, I assume?
Yes, Antonio Tone, a.k.a. Charlie Hustle. But I know my brother, the Black Batman, all the way from New York City, from Brooklyn, Bad Startup. Put him on the music game, and ever since he's been rocking and rolling.
Wow, amazing.
Were you like his promoter, manager type guy? Is that?
I'm more like his brother, his partner in real business, in real, real making things happen. And I started from the beginning. Like, it was a history in the making, and here it is.
He's almost like your Black Robin.
He's like a Black Robin, yes, sir.
Don't let nobody know, but yeah, pretty much.
You'd be the Crow.
Hey, that's even better. I can run with that.
Well, it seems like you got your circle right here. We got Tone, Capone, you got Ronnie E., and then the man, the myth himself, Black Batman.
Batman, yes, sir.
You guys take the time. We're going to play this on air. We're going to get the word out about you.
The best way to reach me is...
You got Twitter account?
My Instagram.
Okay.
Before we play his Instagram.
So he's not homeless, right?
No.
It's a super team, man.
No, he's absolutely not. He's on stage at night. He's got a home.
They're ex-con men.
If he wins this lawsuit and wins a ton of money, what do you think he's going to do with it?
He's going to sing it in his music career. That's what he said.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see the...
He's going to look out for all the little people, too, though, he said.
Exactly.
Which I hope he hooks us up.
Like us, man. Yeah.
Hey, that's what I'm hoping for. I'll tell you what, Black Batman, you are, I would say, a marketing guru, but real quick, this is the worst Instagram. If you got to change something, Black Batman, it's your Instagram, because this is impossible. Here we go.
Black Ice _ THA Novelist 1. So that's Black Ice _ THA NOVELIST _1.
Oh, okay. God. That is.
Well, that's because.
Damn impossible.
Black
to find.
Ice _ the novelist was taken. So he had to put the 1 after it.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this much. What we're going to do is we're going to put a picture up of Black Batman and we're going to put it on our Instagram. It's at BS in the morning. And we're going to link Black Batman's Instagram, so you can go there and you can follow it, you could support him.
Oh, we are.
Why not?
I gotta go redo it.
Wait, you already put it up?
I just literally like 4 seconds ago.
Oh no!
I'll find it.
Hey,
I'll
look. Hey, they're part of our community. I'm happy that they're here, man. Because I don't know
what
any
is
other
it again?
City.
Black Eyes Ventriloquist. What?
Black Eyes _ THA Novelist
Christ. 1. All right. I got it.
Wow, he's ripped.
And I told you.
Oh my God.
He looks like the Batman suit just by himself with no shirt on.
Wow, that's kind of beautiful.
Look, I have an idea.
I think Izzy is in love.
I have an idea here.
Gonna like that?
And
oh my God. Jeez.
Izzy, you know, we could definitely set you up with Black Batman.
Stop.
It's not a problem.
Trying to set me up with literally everyone in Vegas.
Well,
I am good.
He's kind of a legend around here. Yeah. I don't know if you...
I don't want
Maybe
to
that's our next
Black
interview,
Ice.
Greg. What kind of women is Black Batman into?
Yes.
You know, we do have another rapper here that listens to the show. I know it's a rock show. It's a rock station. I get it. So it's not. We don't have a lot of rappers listening. That's fine. However,
you're talking about Drunk Shane the Pegger.
I'm talking about Shane the Pegger. And what if we set up a rap battle between Black Batman and Shane the Pegger, and then the fifth man will determine who's the best rapper on BS in the Morning?
That would be beautiful.
I mean. I assume they've both been to prison. Maybe it's wrong
well,
for me to assume.
Well, we know one has.
Well, we know Shane has.
Yes. But Black Batman, it seems like he said I was in crime, right? That's why he shot 5 times. So I don't know if he ever been. I don't want to assume. That might be wrong.
Right, because he could have just been the target in every situation.
That's true.
Let's
I think we should
it up.
Do it.
We should do it.
I think we should absolutely set up Shane the Pegger rapping against Black Batman.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God. I'm so ready for this. I cannot... Cannot wait. So this won't be the end of Black Batman on BS in the Morning. I can guarantee you that.
No BS.
876-3692. Call number 15 right now. You're in for POD tickets. It's happening at the Hard Rock, at the pool. And we're going to get you hooked up with $25 to Crumble Cookies as well for Mother's Day, which is a very nice prize pack. Very cool way to do it. Tomorrow, it's going to have to be a best of tomorrow. A rewind, as we call it. Greg, you're hitting the high ropes. You're going to L.A. for DomCon 2019. It's happening.
Maybe.
Begging for a pagan.
Oh, what's happening?
Oh, my God. I was texting with Steven yesterday.
Yeah.
He was concerned about how long you're going to be there. I was like, you're going to be there long enough. He's like, okay, good.
He's excited.
You can't let him drive, though.
Why?
Because he might be in the hood. I don't know the visual. He might have periphery.
Well, I ain't taking my car, so.
You got to drive his car, though.
Yeah, maybe.
How much you want to bet he drives slower than Sparks?
I don't know if that's possible.
Oh, stop it. Izzy, tomorrow you're getting LASIK today, and then tomorrow you're going to be out in recovery zone.
Yeah.
So that's why it's going to be a rewind, because I'll be the only one here. So it's going to be the only person that, you know, actually works around here is going to continue to
Shut your mouth. I come into work sick.
Yeah,
I don't want you to.
That's the difference. Wow. We don't want you to.
I don't care.
Clearly. BS in the morning, who's this?
Jennifer.
Here's your no BS question. Good luck.
Hey, Jennifer, this BS show member thinks that Legos should come with meth.
Craig.
Yeah, it's obvious, right?
You knew that one right away.
Yeah.
I love it, Jen. Hold on the line, okay?
Thanks.
Yeah. There's Jen. She's going to POD. And you know what? She is a mother. And you know what? She should eat those damn cookies herself. Because you get $25 to crumble cookies as well. That's it for the show. I guess we'll see you on Monday. Greg, you have an amazing trip down to DomCon 2019. Begging for a pagan. Can't wait to hear that audio tomorrow. And then Izzy, good luck with your eyeballs.
Thanks.
Hopefully you can see the pictures and the video that Greg takes of Steven in a pleather suit.
Oh, God, I can't
with
wait.
A leash and a leather mask on his face. Yeah. That is a, that's a, what am I trying to say? That's it for us. Jesus Christ.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. It's over now.
Yeah, Batman!